It was a fine day. Not a cloud in the sky, some witnesses observed. A large crowd had gathered to hear a great orator deliver his remarks on the graveyard of a momentous battle. For a people torn asunder by violence and suffering, the ceremony offered a chance to find some thread of hope among the ghosts of the fallen. How to weave the threads of war into a meaningful tapestry of redemption and renewal? What purpose could be found on the other side of such pain? As thousands watched, the greatest orator of the day began his remarks. For more than 2 hours he spoke, recalling the details of battle, placing it in the pantheon of history, and appealing to his audience's emotion and patriotism. By all accounts, he was inspiring, erudite, and powerful. He then turned over the stage to another speaker and a second address. This one shorter, simpler, plainer. Instead of a few hours, it lasted a few minutes. Afterward, with the audience in reverent silence, its author was concerned that his words had been poorly received. He needn't have worried. The first address of the day would end up an afterthought of history. The second constitutes 272 of the most remembered words ever uttered. A great purpose, whether for a company or a country, is simple. When Abraham Lincoln looked out on the crowd gathered at Gettysburg on that November day in 1863 and read from the small paper on which was inscribed the Gettysburg Address, he articulated simply, beautifully, unforgettably, the purpose of the nation and of the Union. He articulated its mission, its history, and the larger context of its current struggles. As any great purpose can do, it galvanized, energized, and helped unify a troubled, divided people. It showed a way forward and touched upon the higher chords of our common humanity. Lincoln had many notable strengths as a leader, but perhaps the most exceptional, the one that ultimately guided and empowered his other strengths, was his deep and unyielding commitment to a higher purpose. He used the calamitous fires of the Civil War to hone and refine that purpose into a statement that all Americans could embrace and understand. His renewed articulation of America's founding mandate, a unique nation dedicated to the liberty and equality of all people, has been a wellspring of cultural solidarity and national identity for Americans ever since. Whether they know it or not, every person and every organization has the potential to embrace, enact, and unify people around a higher purpose. It may not require the oratorical skills of Lincoln or rise to the historical significance of the Gettysburg Address, but it is there. Great leaders and enduring enterprises are built on higher purpose as surely as great buildings are built on solid, sturdy foundations. It might be present at the very beginning. It might be discovered, cultivated, and developed over time, but one way or another, purpose is foundational. For an individual, it provides the direction and motivation to funnel the activities of life into ever more fruitful endeavors. For an organization or institution, a higher purpose provides the shaping context that transforms a collection of individual human beings into an organized, productive, creative, engaged workforce.